We're talking today with Mike Wolf from Big Iron. Mike, you're what, district manager over, what, about three or four state regions?
I'm district manager over Oklahoma, north half of Texas, part of Arkansas, and almost all of New Mexico.
Pretty good-sized territory, for sure.
It's a large territory, and since we're a nationwide company, we've got counterparts of mine all over the United States.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what Big Iron is. Explain that for our folks.
Big Iron is an auction company, but it's an online auction company. It's all by internet, Ron. We were traditional auctioneers for years and did on-site sales, and now we do everything on the internet.
And, you know, as you've done that, you've kind of developed a system that you have regular ongoing sales, and these are all sales that people are making, as you mentioned, those bids online.
That's correct. When we opened Oklahoma, for example, back in January 2010, we were doing one auction a month. We now do an auction every Wednesday.
And so tell me a little bit about some of the equipment that you're finding from this part of the country on Big Iron.
Okay. We sell a lot of farm equipment. We sell a lot of transportation equipment from pickups to semis. And we sell construction equipment and some oil field equipment. I guess our biggest market is agriculture equipment. We'll sell anything from a farm tractor to a combine.
Michael, let's talk a little bit about the process of somebody, maybe first of all, that's interested in selling some equipment. How do you work with them? How do you get them to the point of actually getting their equipment listed?
Well, first thing we do, Ron, we have to explain to the customer the difference between what they've always known as a traditional auction versus online. And we don't care if the customer only has one item or if they have 100. But if they have one item, for example, they don't have to haul it anywhere. They contact us. One of our reps will go out to their location. They will visit with them. And once they're ready to put that item on auction, we take the pictures. We do the write-up. We put it all on the internet, put it in our advertising, which goes all over the United States, including our radio advertising like your station.
Now, you know, as you walk through that, it seems like every piece of equipment that you see listed has a lot of pictures.
It does. We don't just take one or two pictures like people are used to seeing on other sites. I sent two pickups in last night for a customer, and there were 68 pictures on one of them and 90 on the other one. And we want to make sure we cover every detail for that prospective buyer.
So anybody that really is interested in that particular item, they're going to have a lot of different angles that they're going to see it from.
That's exactly right. And the other thing is that is different is we put the seller's name and phone number on our advertisement. And so when they go online, if they see what part of Oklahoma, for example, the item's setting in, they know where it's located. They can call the seller and talk to them about it.
And, you know, for that person that's interested in trying to find a piece of equipment, tell us about the buying process.
The buying process is simple, I think. You, as a new buyer, you go on and register as a bidder. Our bidding registration is very simple. Once you get that, you're assigned a permanent number. And then as you find items you're interested in and you make that customer contact and feel comfortable about that item, you see all the pictures. You can go look at it if you want to. In many cases, people don't if we supply enough information and pictures. And then the buyer can bid. It's just real simple to do. And then once the auction's over with, we send them instructions on how to pay for the item.
And literally every Wednesday is when you're bringing a whole set of things to a conclusion, aren't you?
That's correct. Once a customer lists an item, it's on there a minimum of 21 days. And every Wednesday, just as you mentioned, every item has a countdown time that day. Starting at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, the first couple items will end, and then every minute thereafter, the buyers that are bidding on those items, they can watch the countdown, and they know when that item's going to end.
You know, tell me a little bit about maybe a couple of conversations that you've had, some encounters with people. What's the biggest obstacle for folks willing to step up and do something like Big Iron?
Oh, I think a lot of times the obstacle is just doing the unknown, making change. You know, we're all used to doing things a certain way, and we all fight change. I've been an auctioneer for many years and doing a traditional auction. You know, that was all I knew. And when the internet came along, you have to learn to do some things different. One of the things that we talk to people about is they feel like, well, I need to haul it somewhere. In our case, they don't have any freight. They don't haul it anywhere. And those are things that they must overcome themselves.
And, you know, so as we think about this particular service, what's the first step for a guy then?
The first step is just to get in contact with me or our company, and they can give us a call, and then I'll find which rep I have in their area. We have reps all throughout Oklahoma and Texas, New Mexico and Arkansas that will come to their location. They don't have to go anywhere. We'll come to them.
And at that point, then they'll really fully explain the process, and if they want to list their item, they're free to do so.
That's right. It's a no-pressure deal. We go over the complete process from beginning to end so they understand everything. They understand how it works, make sure they're comfortable with that, and then we go from there.
As you think about the amount of equipment that's out there on the used market, I know that you're still getting a fairly small amount of that, but yet there's a lot of room to grow for these type of concepts, aren't there?
Well, we continue to grow. I mean, we're up to an auction every week, and we sell several thousand different pieces of equipment every month now. And every corner we go by, there's something setting for sale. So the potential is just unlimited out there.
Of course, if it's sitting on the corner for sale, whoever goes by the corner sees it. If it's listed with you guys, the market's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, and our market is totally bigger because, you know, traditionally we sell on a local base here. We just sold two items, identical items, out in Dewey County. And one of those items went 3 miles, and the other one went to Ethiopia. So there's a pretty big, you know, that just happened a couple of weeks ago.